Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloilelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Melepuka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana, Talangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Moteola Matemalo, Kumawe Gitato, Tokatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and Izamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ea ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalo he ma te tautō mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Maloni, Te Ama.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Zullen we even zien?
Kia ora ana, ni sambula vinaka. Kia ora ana taloha ni, kalofalahi atu, kia ora tato katoa. Today, we are blessed and privileged to have joining us in the studio, Maalia Tuai Manulelewa, as our very special guest to share with us her vast knowledge, experience and service on how we can all, as Pacific Island people, have a better understanding and to help make a difference where it matters so that Pacifica people's lives improve significantly with knowledge around maintaining good health and how to have better lifestyle and also maintaining well-being. But as we do normally, we would always like to acknowledge our Heavenly Father for his life, gift of life, and the beautiful morning that we've had today. So therefore, we will open our programs with a prayer. Fatalo fatuli mamadu matpa iyo tato ofa funga ni taya fo. I will amataina la tato po kalam ili tatalo.
Le tolu ma tolu tama. Ma tolu titoi atu yudu mre ne tula. Mre ne yaso ma tolu fie ili fua imai. Fafu tai tele ilo tai tai ino mai. Ole soi fua. Wale ona lo au fainga luenga ili ngatai lea. O tanga te whanongonongo re nei tūna. Afta iau wha manuia ngai tele sapmai. Wha manuia re nei pōrkalame. Nei ia wha pēnā ono mātou wha soa. Ini si fo iu whaenga. E te tau ono noa fosile fia ile manu lea tunu ele ngata ile o tanga te pāsturika. Father God, we come to you this morning to give you thanks and honor. We glorify your name. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with another beautiful day. And we ask for your anointing and blessing upon your service. And we share about some issues with our Pacifica community. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Malol soifua, talohani, Malia Tuai, Manulelewa is the New Zealand Red Cross Community Engagement Advisor since 2017. Malia's main responsibility is to engage with diverse communities and help to build strong, resilient communities through sharing information on disaster preparedness and resilience. To communities through sharing information on disaster preparedness and resilience. So this morning again I welcome our host Lorenzo Caesara to our host. Oh, am I away?
Oh, look, man, we have a stay fale, a pair for yellow to fina yamadi yelling at Celia, or if a fong and the mamma do pacifica. Yeah, I'm good, thank you, fale. It's good to be back.
Another show,
my lord, so if I'm langy mamma, if I tell over the 40 in mamma, let you know all of a pair of a fong my in a tie out matter of fear.
I am so happy to see our sister here this morning, Malia. She's a hard person to get hold of.
I've been trying for the last year to get Malia on the show, but you know, we finally got, you know, Malia now.
Sorry,
because there's more disasters coming, so it is really, really good to have Malia, you know, on air to share and to advise our Pacifica community.
Yeah, well, you know, that good for you. I don't know how you did it, but I was trying for the last 2 years.
Sorry, Fali, I think there are heaps of disasters happening during that time. And I had to say no, but I'm here now, and I thank you so much for the opportunity. Good to see Brother Lorenzo in his rightful role and place, assisting with getting information out to our Pacific communities.
And before I hand you over to our Tama host, Lorenzo Caesara, what's your secret? I wish you could see her. She is looking so beautiful and slim. And what's your secret with regards to maintaining healthy
lifestyle. I think it's in the special water that I drink every morning. It's self-made.
Yeah. Yes.
Living a being a single person, I think, you know, that status kind of keeps you free-spirited and yes. Yeah, amongst other things, you know, good family, friends, Yes, I have two children. I think I'm giving away too much information.
That's
yeah,
us.
Probably let's get into the... Yep.
I've had a lot of people who
are
I would like to welcome our special guest on our Tiama Pasifika Health program for this morning. We have Malia Tuai, community activator, community engagement advisor for Red Cross New Zealand. You know, we're blessed to have her because, you know, with all these disasters happening and will be happening, we have the right person on show, on air
so.
Today.
Yes.
So would you like to say fatalofa to our lovely listeners out there?
I think I've already said that before, but I'll say it again. Fatalofa to the mamarumad ba'ia o loo fa'afonga mai le nei tu la fa'asai mo le avanoa Planet FM e fa'asoa tu ai mo disasters o loo tutupu and tā pena penanga a tātou tangata a wāle saunga le mu.
So disasters, any disasters or natural disasters?
Well, as you can see, Lorenzo, it's natural disasters and, you know, disease. I mean, the measles, currently the coronavirus that, you know, the world is currently being affected by. So we've got a team already working up at Whangaparoa, at the quarantine unit. We've also got a team working up at... I almost said it in Samoan. You know, where there's a shortage of water up the out west.
Out west.
So we've got people on the ground at this moment, locally.
Nice.
And that doesn't mean that... And also, when you look at it regionally in the Pacific, we look at our national societies working in Tonga, in Samoa,
in Tuvalu,
they all play their role... in ensuring that vulnerable communities are looked after and that they become strong, resilient communities. And that's in alignment with our mission statement, which is improve the lives of vulnerable people by mobilizing the power of humanity and enhancing community resilience.
Okay, Malia, so before we get into the, you know, to talk more about disasters and, what you do, what Red Cross does, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about, you know, who Malia is, you know.
You know, I'm a bit shy when people ask me, you know, those kind of things because I'm a very private person, but I'll just give you enough,
enough
which I feel comfortable with.
Yes,
I think, we've worked in the sector, health sector, for years, and I don't want to put a number on that. People will know how old I am.
We won't give it away.
But maybe they already know. So I used to work in Samoa. I worked at Foreign Affairs. And then I went, worked up at USB Alafua. It was in education, education and agriculture, rural development in the Pacific. So from there, I had to come to New Zealand. I wasn't too keen, but, you know, sometimes you come because somebody's telling you, you have to go because you have to look after someone.
Definitely.
And we're always looking after. We're always looking
after
family members and so forth. So you come, and so then I worked for FLEP, which was a sexual health provider. I think they're still in existence, but the name is now Village Collective.
Yes, yes.
So after that, I worked for Service and Food Workers Union. And after that, I worked for AUGPAC, which is a PHO in the day, and I think those in the health sector will know that. I think you're too young, Lorenzo. And then from there, evolved Alliance Health Plus, PHO, which is still in operation now. And then I worked for Parliament Services. And then after that, here I am at Red Cross.
Okay. From Red Cross to maybe Tamaki Health, you know, we are looking for more Pacific people. So especially, you know, people with nursing background, you know, we are definitely looking for
some of the most experienced nurses to build our Pacific workforce within Tamaki Health. So hopefully your next stop or your next destination will be Tamaki Health after Red Cross.
Really? She hasn't actually covered a lot more things that she has done in the past, you know, also representing women, you know, and bring women together as well. She has that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that you're also part of Pacific Inc., right?
Yeah.
She's done a lot more. She's been a really good role model for the younger generation.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Now you're embarrassing me, Fally.
That's the work that we've done. So we don't really want people to guess our age.
That's right. Now, in your role as a community activator or community engagement activator.
I call myself an activist, community activist.
Activist, okay.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do for Red Cross New Zealand?
Okay, when I said community activator, I find is a new term that a lot of organizations are picking up on. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the council and they're also looking for community activators. So it's the in word for somebody to go out there and work, you know, working there and activating people, inspiring people.
I like that.
To take charge of their livelihoods, of themselves, and to build resilience.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about disaster preparedness, an Auckland University study found that Pacific people are the most high risk if a disaster was to happen tomorrow. Why? There's a whole lot of reasons. There's that false sense of security that nothing is going to touch me in Auckland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm safe. But we know that, you know, studies say, or volcanologists have said that, you know, if anything, if there's going to be a disaster here in Auckland, it's going to be a volcano. And we look at all the, you know, look Absolutely. At all these volcanoes around Mount Wellington, Mount Eden, so we will most likely, it will most likely be a volcano, and we're not going to be, our people are not going to be prepared. And that's something that I'm very concerned about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I go out and I talk to whoever, to groups, and this is not a priority. Because like I said, they're thinking about what's happening in Samoa, what's happening,
Australia.
They're very up to date with what's happening in the Pacific and just next door in Australia. But no one's thinking about
in Auckland or in New Zealand.
Yes.
So tell me, you know, what are some of the strategies that you use to sort of like get the message out to our people in Auckland and New Zealand as a nation that we do need to prepare ourselves, in case something hits us, you know, it can be a tsunami, a volcanic eruption, it can be anything. So what are some of the ways that, you know, you're using at the moment to raise that awareness?
Okay, well, I'm definitely doing what a whole lot of other people are doing, you know, going to wherever the Pacific
church
people congregate, church communities, network meetings, health exhibitions, and that, you know, through our friend Mesepa. Hurry up, Mesepa, give us an invite. But, you know, we're showing, we turn up to those meetings because we're sharing that information, and for them to get us into their groups. Mm-hmm. So we keep sharing that, the messages, the key messages. The other thing is we've set up a Psalm 1, you know, we're looking at the different groups, you know, because obviously there's, and we know that there's like 5 or 6 or 7 different groups.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, I'm just one person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I can't go and talk, you know, and I don't know all the languages. I only know Psalm 1. So I definitely acknowledge that there needs to be a lot more resources, because sometimes the expectations can be so big, but the resources do not match.
Absolutely.
So there's, and I think that that's the case for a whole lot of programs out there. Big expectations, but we don't have much to deliver that on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of faith in that, that things will work out. So having said that, And I forgot where I was going to.
That's fine, Maria. Now, what's happening now in the Pacific and in the whole world is coronavirus.
Mm.
What is Red Cross doing about protecting and preventing coronavirus from getting into the Pacific?
Mm.
Not so much, I don't want to talk about New Zealand because we have a lot of resources here, but in the Pacific, you know, we all know what happened in Samoa, measles, when measles hit Samoa, it was really bad.
Mm.
So coronavirus now, I wonder what Red Cross is doing about preventing that from getting to the Pacific.
Okay, I think if anything, we take the lead with whatever government is doing.
Uh-huh.
We're there to support and provide resources and whatever, you know, the needs are at that time.
Yeah.
And nothing has changed with this current crisis for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see that government is now implemented a 14-day quarantine ban on those coming through from countries that are already on that list who've got coronavirus. So we see that government has really stepped in and said, don't come through the door until 14 days are over.
Okay.
And then they've also set up their own quarantine services at Whaleolo Airport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, Red Cross Society in Samoa will definitely be on the ground supporting those initiatives.
Is Red Cross Society in Samoa the same as Red Cross New Zealand? Are they just one, you know, umbrella, or is that a completely different organisation?
It's an independent national society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does come under the bigger, you know, family of Red Cross globally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, well, you
but
know,
that's
it's just
another
a
branch.
Yes.
A branch in Samoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they, so if, for example, if a cyclone happens, they'll email us and say, oh, look, guys, we need some resources, we need water, we need blankets, we need food or whatever.
Yeah.
We have a warehouse in Wiri located near the airport. Once we get that list, those supplies can be on the next plane out of the country within 24 hours.
Wow.
So it just kind of, you know, and all that goes to Samoa or to whatever.
Tonga.
Even Tonga, you know, Tonga, I mean, that's what we did with Cyclone Gita.
Yeah.
To Tonga, to Fiji. We also had personnel going over to help.
Mm-hmm.
We had nurses who went over for the measles.
Yes, yes.
We don't have any technical people going over for corona yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just absolutely, you know, personally, I really support Samoa's ban on, you know, people...
On travellers just, from those countries, right?
Yeah.
Especially China, you know, countries like China... Because China is highly affected by coronavirus, so, and I heard that there was a few nationals, a few citizens of Samoa who got stopped, you know, at Whaleolo Airport, you know, from going into the. I mean, they were admitted to that quarantine centre at Whaleolo Airport for 14 days. So that's a really good process. Now, earlier you mentioned that you've got a quarantine, you know. Process happening out in Whangaparaoa. Can you tell us a little bit more about
that? It's not ours. It's all run by government and Ministry of Health, but they asked us to come in and assist.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we've had people, our own people from our DWIST teams go in and support.
Pacifica people who have been in those countries that are on a list of high risk, you know, with coronavirus.
Yeah.
If they are coming into New Zealand, it's important for them to know where they will be going to if they haven't been quarantined in overseas. Is that right? So what is the process? So for example, if I'm coming from Asia, any countries in Asia, why do I get sent to Whangaparaoa? You know what I mean? Like, is it because I've been overseas for a number of months, or is it because it's...
This is what I know, you know. However, you would still have to get somebody from public health to confirm that. But just based on what the media has been, you know, giving out, if you've spent any time in a country that has coronavirus or then, you know, China, Europe or wherever, because there is now a list. Singapore, there is now a list. And if you have, then you go straight to...
Whangaparaoa?
Yes.
To that site.
That is the information that I've seen on the media. It could be wrong, or it might have changed within the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But That's really good. You know, in the media we did see the release of the first people who went into Whangaparoa.
Mm-hmm.
They were released like yesterday, I think, or during the weekend.
I mean, that's really good. That's a really good prevention program, you know, to stop coronavirus from spreading into Auckland and nationwide. But, beautiful listeners out there, we are going to take a short break, a music break, and we'll be back. You have Malia Tuai of Red Cross, myself as our host, and the director of the producer of Te Ama Pasifika Health, Whale Puka. We'll be back after this music break. Quarantine. Yeah, that's what I was trying to. Before.
But this group came straight from a plane. You know, that the government had organized.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How many?
They went straight to them. No fatu atai. No
Lava,
Welcome back to Tiama Pacifica Health on Planet FM 104.6. The time is now 11 minutes past 12. We have a special guest from Red Cross, Malia Tuai, Community Engagement Advisor. She's sharing with us about disasters management, how we, be prepared for any disaster, any sort of natural disaster that might hit us anytime. So we have our guest, Malia. Okay, let's continue with our kōrero, with our talanoa. Malia, do you have any upcoming events, for Red Cross that our people need to know of?
Okay, well, we've got our National Appeal Day, days, which is happening on 19th and 20th, 21 March next month, and we're just looking for people who can volunteer their time, even if it's an hour, 2 hours, to go stand around in the designated areas across the country and shake a bucket. It's really important because it helps to fund a lot of the programs that we run locally, nationally, regionally, and on an international level as well.
Okay. Now, I saw you and your team at the Diversity Festival on Saturday, and your team was quite busy. Your store was very busy. I see people flocking over to your store to sign up to be volunteers. And that was really good to see. Now, are you going to be at other community events in the near future? Are you going to be at the Pacifica Festival or Polyfest to hopefully sign up more volunteers? Or how are you promoting this, this initiative?
Well, we've got a fundraiser coordinator. That's his responsibility in getting the word out and recruiting volunteers to come and do the national appeal. They're getting the word out through the usual vehicles of social media, on the Facebook page, on the website, Red Cross website, and other avenues.
Okay, now let's go back to natural disasters. So if a pastor or a church minister is listening to us right now, and he's thinking like, oh my gosh, I need my leader to come and talk to my church about how to, stay prepared and how to, obviously stay prepared in terms of any national or natural disasters. Now, do you do any sort of like trainings or workshops for church communities?
It's definitely in the pipeline. I may be jumping the gun here, but I think it's for a good reason. We're looking at churches, Mariah's, as an evacuation hub. I know that there are some Mariah's out there who are already, they've been designated evacuation sites, supported by civil defence or Auckland Emergency Management. So there are those that exist. But we're trying to get churches to put their hands up and say, okay, I can be an evacuation site if a disaster happens. And how does Red Cross support that? We can train up their people, on selected people, youth, women, men, on first aid, on psychological first aid, and other training, so that they're prepared. We could bring in lost my train of thought. other resources to help. I mean, for example, we could help with funding. We could help with funding a water tank, or a generator. So all those things are there at the church. Something happens at a first aid kit, and then one of those defibrillators, all that kind of equipment to be, based at the at this hub or at this church, mattresses and all that, just to help people when they've become homeless, or they've been forced out of their homes because of a disaster. So Like I said, it's in the pipeline.
Yes, our Pacifica people now, you've just heard what Marley said. If your church is willing to be a designated, area for people to assemble at, natural disasters, put your hand up. Malia needs your support. But she will provide all the resources, in terms of, getting a generator, a water tank, mattresses.
Partnership.
So she'll bring the resources and you bring the venue or the facility in. So that's a really good partnership, really good collaboration. She can also train members of your church to be qualified first aiders. And qualified wardens, in case something happens.
Yeah.
So get in touch with Malia. Malia, how do people get in touch with you? Do you have any contact numbers, mobile numbers, iPad numbers, iPod numbers?
It's really... I think the best thing, we're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a group page. It's called Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
Pacifica NZ Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we've got a website. You just have to Google Red mm-hmm. Cross Auckland. It will take you directly to our services, and we also have an 0800 number, so we definitely you can't miss us.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I mean, do you want my this about
your personal number now? There you go. Now, beautiful listeners out there, if you want to get in touch with Malia, you can find her on Facebook. Check out their Facebook page, Pacifica New Zealand Red Cross, or contact the number 0800 Red Cross now. Pacifica in Red Cross. Do you have any Pacifica colleagues, in Auckland and nationwide?
Well, I know the Pacifica colleagues in Auckland. There's a girl called Moana
mm-hmm.
Petero. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's our Wheels on Meals coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that you asked me, because sometimes I forget to mention... That's one of our programs too, Wheels on Meals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wheels on, yeah.
Mm,
yeah. And
Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, sorry, Meals on. Okay, thank you. Meals on Wheels, and we deliver about 12,000 meals a week across the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Across the country to who? Like,
people who have contacted Red Cross and say, look, I've got an elderly parent or I've got a sick person, can you please, are you able to deliver, a meal to them? And that's how they get on the list. Or we get some referrals from DHBs
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Across the country. They have a list. But like I said, there's no stopping you ringing up each of the offices around the country to say, you need this or to request their services.
I think me and Fali need to get on that list, eh, Fali?
Yes, definitely.
So we can have a meal delivered here, right here to Te Amo Pacifica Health.
Excuse me, you two are healthy. You can make your own.
There you go. So people out there, if you need any, some sort of support, with food, get in touch with Red Cross. They have a very special program for Pacifica. It's called Meals on the Wheels, and they will have it delivered to you. They can Uber it to you. If you're hungry, you want some really delicious food, get in touch with Red Cross on 0800 Red Cross. 0800 Red Cross. Now, you have another program called Ready and Go.
Good and ready.
Tell us a little bit more about the Good and Ready program.
Thank you so much for that question, because Good and Ready. We have a Good and Ready volunteers team. What do they do? They're the people that we, who live in our communities. They can be your next door neighbor. We're asking them to join up so we can teach them about, share information on first aid, psychological first aid, teach them skills on how to evacuate people and so forth. So if a disaster was to happen, these people will be on the network. The HQ will contact them and they'll say, Lorenzo, Can you please, you know, walk to the end of your road and see if the, you know, mm-hmm. give us some details about the infrastructure. So you'll go down the road and you'll say, oh, I can't walk down there because the road is, you know, blocked or you've gone past and somebody needs an ambulance immediately, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is to have all these people stationed across Auckland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when the disaster happens, you contact all of these people. They give up updates on, oh, it's okay on South Side, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
West Auckland. And that's really crucial in terms of this sending out resources,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, for example, nothing happening in South Auckland. South Auckland is okay. We don't waste time going there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we send all the resources west. So mm-hmm. it's about being efficient and responding really fast.
Is this a volunteer role?
Yes.
Okay. I think Red Cross should be working closely with our local boards, and local boards can then identify, you know, local heroes, to become good and ready activators, you know, for their neighbourhood streets. So I believe, you know, local board should know who to contact, you know, from different neighbourhoods. So really good for Red Cross if they get in touch with the local board, especially the local boards that are in South Auckland. So is there any other programs that you...
For this program, I would really like to see a lot more Pacific and Māori take it up.
Mm-hmm,
yes,
mm-hmm.
Because there's only a few there now.
Okay.
So, you know,
I can be one. I can be one of the good and ready activators.
Well, thank you so much. If mm-hmm. you can bring your whole church in, that would be awesome.
Okay.
the other thing I wanted to say about the these volunteers is that, you know, if you put it on your CV that you're a volunteer for Good and Ready.
Mm-hmm.
That looks great, you know.
Absolutely.
It appeals to you know, people looking for workers. Oh, tick, tick, tick. And not only that, the training is free. You get free training, first aid training, free training for psychological first aid, and other training.
And other training.
Yeah, and then you yourself decide on, oh, okay, I can't make it this week. You know, it's quite flexible.
Absolutely. Okay, Maria. So we've come to the end of our telenoa.
Oh, okay, sorry.
we've come to the end of our telenoa. Do you have any final comments, or do you want to shout out to your team who are doing, you know, an awesome job out there, especially your team at Whangaparoa quarantine site?
We need to bring her back.
We do need to bring her back. Absolutely.
I'm just trying to think. there's just so much happening, eh?
Mm.
I think I talked about the disasters that happen in the Pacific and how we ourselves are not prepared here. I mean, I brought this bag because, you know, this is a grab bag. Put in your car keys, put in your medication, put in your documents, and just leave it beside your bed, because once a disaster comes, then, you know, you're prepared. You
just grab your bag.
Yeah, grab your bag and run.
And run.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And please, you know, false sense of security, no, be prepared.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Malia Tuai, for being on air with us today. I think the next time we have Malia, we'll be talking about mental health issues and some sort of, you know, anything that can affect our mental health well-being because of natural disasters. Thank you so much, Malia. We hope to have you back on air in the near future. And thank you so much
to
all our lovely listeners out there for joining us today. Emmanuel Ne Yaso, we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Malia Tuai, Manulelewa community activist. You've been listening to a beautiful woman.